Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat, as you have so well named me. It's great to be connecting with everybody here today. We have a very, very powerful show, The Power of Healing, with very special guest, Dave Markowitz, The Power of Healing with Source. And so Dave is going to take us on a journey, and I hope all of us say yes to this journey, what it's like to be a medical intuitive, what does he learn, and what is his book, The Power of Healing with Source, really all about? You know, what can we learn from this that the medical profession is not telling us? I'm so thrilled to have James joining us here tonight, medical intuitive author, and he has got an incredible reputation as a gifted healer. He has been for over a decade demonstrating over and over and over again that we as humans have incredible innate abilities to overcome our pain, our illnesses, and beyond. So today, I hope you're ready to open up your minds, open up your hearts, and be at this place where you're willing to discover what that inner source is all about. Whether it's back pain, headache, digestive problems, you know, Dave says all of these symptoms are really attached to something much deeper. Something only Source can heal. And so today we get to meet Dave. We get to introduce all of you to his book, Healing with Source. We get to take your calls as well, because as I've said earlier, you know, this is a show that is about opening up, and that's about connecting you with this incredibly gifted healer, Dave Markowitz. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And I like the name Healing with Source as much as Healing with Source, as you indicated earlier on. My grandmother would be proud to heal through her tomato sauce.
Well, I have to tell you, my grandmother would be very proud about that, too. I mean, how many lessons have we learned from our grandmothers that are, you know, have sat there and have taught us traditions about health and well-being? I mean, the image that, think about it, the image you just put in my mind was sitting there as a very young child with my grandma, right? Italian, from the country, over a big pot of spaghetti sauce. And being able to learn the lessons from her about cooking with incredible herbs, very natural, and enjoying such a beautiful, beautiful art as bringing family together and doing it in such a way, especially over, you know, some of the best meatballs on the planet. So it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, and what I learned from my grandmother, the main ingredient in cooking was love.
Oh, absolutely.
She gave the same recipe to other people in the family for her sauce, and it never tasted close. But, you know, she would spend days, just not a week, making it for us. How many people can do that? If I can't cook it in 10 minutes, I don't bother.
Well, yeah, and, you know, my gosh, I mean, think about it. You know, this is a woman that would spend her time cooking for an army of Italian family in the Bronx. And sitting there, everybody expecting pure perfection all the time. So, you know, what you're talking about is it's almost like it's the, you know, the lost art of love and what love truly means. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, along the way, you have definitely had an incredible journey. And when we're thinking about what your message is today, and we were shaking it up, sort of a little bit of, a little bit of vermouth, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, shaken just a little bit up and pour it in a glass. How do you describe who Dave Markowitz is?
I'm still working on that one.
You know, my listeners actually had to name the show the Dr. Pat Show, or I'd still be working on it, too.
You know, Dave is a guy who likes challenges and fears them at the same time. Dave is someone that's gotten over, you know, many things in his life, and he's thriving in many areas right now. And the main one, which is, of course, the book is based upon, is the self-empowerment message of healing. And as you indicated, love being one of the constants in not just cooking, but in healing. When we can love ourselves, open up to the love of Source, you know, it's not as easy as, you know, making a sauce.
No, it's not.
We really spend sometimes years or decades opening up to that. And, you know, one of the best analogies that I came up with or was given to me was, you know, when you cut a finger, if you're cooking something, just a small nick, you don't even think about it. You just know it's going to heal. And to me, that's a sign of love of the Creator, healing his, her, it, creation.
Yeah.
And even healing of things much more dramatic happens just as automatically, but we block it. We get in the way. In our usual perpetual state of non-love, it actually blocks the healing. So a lot of what this work is about is opening up to that again, reopening up to that, because I believe we're all born with that, and letting Source do what it does so well without us getting in the way.
And, you know, this is really, you know, this is the ultimate challenge, is it? Because, I mean, you were talking about having some challenges, and, you know, ultimately we are the ones that are the challenge in a lot of ways, because, you know, what you talked about is, yeah, why is it that we could cut our fingers and, my gosh, you know, many other things, break a bone, and, you know, things tend to heal themselves. And so I guess the question is for you, Dave, what I'd love to hear is, you know, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment, you know, to bring you to this place where you are renowned, where, you know, people look at your work and what you've done, with nothing but the utmost of respect and honor?
Well, generally they look at me today and they see someone who looks 10, 12 years younger than most my age. I can usually get by on very little sleep if need be. I always have energy to burn. I don't have any need for coffee or any kind of external stimulants. Generally, you know, knock wood, I'm very healthy. And for someone who's just about to turn 47 in this country, that's really rare. I haven't needed to go to a medical doctor in almost 2 decades. I haven't taken a prescription medication in that almost that same amount of time. What I've seen is as we embrace the challenges that come to us, health becomes a given, an end result. What I put in the book was that health is a verb, not a noun. It's, mm-hmm. it's what you do. It's not mm-hmm. a state you get to, but more of how you are with challenges. And they could be minor or major. You know, I work with people with everything from, you know, something minor, stomach upset, for example, all the way to you know, different forms of cancer. Myself, I had some symptoms in the early 90s that were undiagnosable by almost 10 different Western-trained doctors. And, you know, they would try things, you know, take this, try this, do this, you're missing this, and nothing really worked. And it really showed me the limitations of Western mindset. Not that it's bad. I mean, if I broke a bone, I'd be more than happy to go to a hospital and get that set. But there are limits. And that's one thing that I haven't seen really acknowledged within any paradigm, really. I'm sure it's out there. I just haven't really seen it, a lot of it. So the challenges of me healing myself, you know, it took a while to get there, but I got there. I got there. And fortunately, doing pretty well now. And, you know, now I'm sharing that with people daily and being witness and privy to seeing people shifting, not just healing. I mean, the healing is almost secondary, but it is what drives people to come see me. But, you know, when their relationships start improving, when money starts, you know, when they have a new sense of vitality, a new sense of direction and clarity from the work that we're doing. Wow, I mean, you know, who's got a better job than me?
Well, yeah, and I love one of the quotes that you have in your book, and this is so, I mean, this really rings true, I think, for so many people, yet I think there are millions of people, including myself sometimes, that actually wonders what it means. It's a quote from Gloria Steinem, and it says, "The first problem for all of us is not to learn, but to unlearn." Is that part of the dilemma that we face? As we're so eager to learn and grow up and we pick up all the habits along the way, it is the dilemma that we forget the true nature of who we are.
Yeah, I concur. I mean, all of my experience leads me to believe that to be true. I believe we're born these beautiful, angelic beings, and, you know, who doesn't smile when they look at a baby, you know? This pure vision of love comes out, and due to a number of factors over the years, you know, we become stoic, we become lethargic, we become uninspired. I mean, if you watch a bunch of 4 or 5 year olds together doing anything or nothing, they'll make a giant game out of it. They'll make it up on the spot. They'll be jumping around like puppies, you know?
Yeah.
And by the time, and these things kind of get pushed into us. I don't want to say pushed out of, but pushed deeper into us. And we become serious and we start thinking about things like money and having to get a job and go to school and get good grades and look good and all these things that, while they may be fun, don't really feed the soul. So I do believe we have to unlearn these things that we're force-fed, we're taught. You know, Greg Braden had an interesting line once, said, where we learn our nature of reality from, we learn it from our parents, from our school teachers, from our religious figures. He named a couple others, and I'm paraphrasing. And he just said, well, what if they're wrong? And it's not about right or wrong to me, but it's about what works, what doesn't work, considering what we're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And all those things that, not all, but a lot of those things that we're taught tend to not be true in the big picture. We've all known people that have bought into the quote-unquote American dream and their entire lives chasing something, and no matter how much they have, they're still miserable. So it is about unlearning that pattern, that taught, that learned behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, aren't we getting a dose of that right now, Bo? I mean, aren't millions and millions of people in this country in particular, aren't we all getting a lesson of things that have to be unlearned, things that we value, things that we thought were true? I mean, isn't this an interesting time that we live in, especially for you and the message that you have, right?
Yeah, I think it's true for everyone. I think it affects everybody. You know, I kind of wonder what would happen if all of a sudden we had no power. I mean, almost all of our communication would be gone. I think some of our communication skills would have to get woken up again because, you know, you can be at an event with 10 people that you know well, and half of them are on BlackBerries texting other people that aren't in the room. It's not a good testament to the opening up to love to the present moment of who's really there and what we can experience with them. So, yeah, there's a lot of shift going on, astrologically, psychically, energetically, call it what you will, combination thereof. Things are shifting, and someone said recently, things are getting better and better and worse, faster and faster.
Well, I think we're ready to slow it down a little bit here in a lot of ways. We've got lots to talk to Dave about. His book is Healing with Source, A Spiritual Guide to Mind-Body Medicine. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how does healing with Source compare to traditional healing? But more importantly, what is this gift that my guest has, and how can you all tonight connect with it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without back aches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Del Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I just wanted to reach out to all of you to say, if you want to find out more information about us and what we're up to, you can go to drpatlive.com. I have to tell you, so thrilled to have Dave Markowitz joining us here tonight. And I want to make sure that you all know how to get a copy of the book, Healing with Source, and A Spiritual Guide to Mind-Body Medicine. There's a lot in here, and you're going to hear a lot. We're also going to open up the phone lines, and Dave is going to be doing some readings tonight on the show. But before we do, Dave, let's take a moment, and let's make sure folks have your website and also know how to get a copy of your book.
Sure. My website is my name. It's www.davemarkowitz.com, DaveMarkowitz.com. And instructions for getting the book are easily found on the book's page on the website. It'll take you to Amazon. You can order it with just a click. It's pretty simple. And it hit number 3 on its first day out about a month ago. So a lot of people got it. A lot of people have already written back their appreciation. It really is loaded. I mean, truly loaded with so much empowering information on how to heal, prevent pain and illness on our own. It's, you know, well over a decade worth of experience and study and research, meditation, workshops, et cetera, are packed into that book. So I'm very proud of it. The fact that you can get it for gazillions of what I spent in learning everything. it's almost a joke, but
I know it's pretty funny, isn't it? Though we spend a lifetime doing this, really. And I actually need, you know, just want to tell everybody out there, there is so much in this book that will literally change your life, or the way you think about your life, or the way you think about the power that you have to live your life. And we want to make sure that you get that today on the show. We're going to actually be talking about the book. But Dave has also agreed, you know, as a medical intuitive, he's also agreed to take some calls. And he's ready to take your call, perhaps do some readings with all of a few of you out there tonight. And I want to make sure you have the toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We'll take your calls, and we will get you connected. Dave, thank you for joining us here today. One of the things I do want to talk about is, you know, and I've read this chapter several times in your book, The Hidden Causes of Pain and Illness. And the reason that I think that I'm struck by it, and so many other people are, is because, you know, in conventional medicine, nobody really talks to you about the hidden cause or cause at all, so to speak. And so, you know, this is clearly the beginning of a conversation that very few conventional doctors or people are willing to have. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, I would. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I have to put it all in print like that. I mean, there are other books out there. I mean, there is a movement towards making this information available. And it's certainly not a knock towards Western medicine, but it's not part of the paradigm. It's not part of the curriculum in medical school to get the connection between emotions, and more likely repressed emotions, and how they can manifest in the body. These things have been known in traditional Chinese medicine for 5,000 years, so we're not really talking about anything new. But it is, like you said, I think is not spoken about. And, you know, some might not know about it, and some might know about it and don't feel qualified. You know, they'd perhaps rather do a surgery than, you know, refer to a psychologist or, you know, whatever. I mean, it really varies from person to person. I don't want to put a blanket statement on anybody or anything. But, you know, that chapter came from doing a lot of the sessions that I've been doing over the years. There were commonalities that really were, you know, too common to be coincidence. So they're in there, and I'm glad you read it a couple of times. I've heard a lot of people say they read a couple of pages and have to put it down because there's so much in there.
Well, there's a lot in here. I mean, and sometimes, you know, depending upon, I guess, you know, you and I were talking about this before, right, Dave? You know, depending upon where you are in your own personal healing journey, some of this stuff you just don't want to hear about, right?
Yeah, you know, people want to, you know, when people come to me, I sometimes get a clearance ahead of time. And so, you know, people, I tell them that, you know, you came to me because you want answers. You want the truth. You don't want to sugarcoat. Correct? And, you know, most of the time we'll say correct, and kind of throw it out there and take it from there.
Well, I mean, I was really struck by, I mean, one of the things I was reading about was, you know, the part that where you talked about high blood pressure. I mean, come on. You know, how many people right now do we know about in this country have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, are on high blood pressure medication, and, you know, continue to really teeter-totter on the brink of disaster with this without ever getting at the causes you talk about in the book?
Yeah, well, my experience is if you don't get to the cause, it's not going to heal. It's really that simple. Certainly, getting to the cause prevents, and really getting the concept deeply prevents you from making it worse. The healing part is another aspect of it. So it's pretty much a two-step thing when you want to find out what caused whatever you're dealing with, and then you want to work on the healing part of it, obviously. And, you know, high blood pressure, I've found more times than not people holding in a lot of anger, and there are physiological aspects of that too, but we don't really need to get too deep in that right now. But, you know, and it makes sense. I mean, anger is okay. You know, it's okay to disagree with someone about something. It's okay to share your opinion of it. Bitterness is not, you know, and bitterness happens when you repress the anger. And, you know, if it's not given a safe place to vent, to really understand why maybe someone did something to you, or work on a forgiveness practice, that high blood pressure is going to stay up there, and you're going to need that medication, and you might need it for the rest of your life. And the drawback of that is obvious. You don't have spiritual growth. You don't have healing. we don't have forgiveness, we don't even have happiness. You know, it's just, it's pretty brutal. But you do have pills and you have side effects, you know, and in a way I'm happy the pill is there because, you know, if it wasn't, maybe some people might not be here. But
yeah,
we also have to recognize the limitations of that. It is just a pill. It doesn't cure.
Yeah.
It maintains a number on a machine. Mm-hmm.
Well, I found really interesting in what you write about here. One of the things you write about interestingly is, you know, I think you say something like, if you're eating poorly or you're smoking, then, you know, take a look at your self-esteem. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? And, you know, you go on to talk about the fact, why else would we be doing something like this? But, you know, how do you then take a look at, and this really, really gets to, Dave, how you work with people. You know, how do you work with someone that clearly is in a tough spot, probably has been smoking most of their lives, probably doesn't really want to smoke anymore, but doesn't really understand this one issue that you point out in the book?
Well, first thing I want to say, everyone's different, so the answer is going to be kind of general. I mean,
yeah.
The whole difference in holistic medicine is to deal with each person exactly as they present themselves, not as a symptom, not as a diagnosis. But in general, if someone is smoking or overeating, eating poorly, there's generally a lack of self-esteem that allows that to happen. And there's also the elements of the ego, which I go into in detail, about how to deal with these things without looking at those things, without looking at the causative factors. And how many of us go to a refrigerator and then are at the back of the refrigerator 5 minutes later, looking at it, thinking something's going to change, you know, thinking something else is going to be there, or even taking a nibble of something and then going back 5 minutes later. And there's almost always something emotional trying to be covered up. You know, we learn oral satisfaction from day one. As soon as we start crying, something gets stuck in our mouth. And this is a way of pacifying, you know, no pun intended. We get a pacifier given to us to pacify us. And it teaches that it's not okay to cry. It teaches that putting something in the mouth is a way of appeasing. And, you know, more times than not, when I work with someone who is overeating or has any kind of addiction that involves the mouth, which is most of them, you know, overeating, drinking, smoking, all these things, really, when you think about it, are oral satisfaction gone awry. But we learn it really early on. So it's a matter of going in and relearning and letting ourselves feel the emotion, being in touch with what's there, the underlying causes, what's happening, why it's there, and working with that on a very deep level. And I've gotten fantastic results working with people who are willing to take that journey.
So one of the things I want to just talk about for a minute here is how you work with people. And, you know, what have you discovered about the work you do? What can someone expect in a healing session, a session with you?
Okay. Well, again, everyone's different, but in general, if there's such a thing, there'd be some sort of reading, you know, a consultation where I would go down a list of their ailments that they've listed that they want looked at. I'll tell them exactly what I hear, feel, or see that's responsible for that. And at some point, when that's really clear and they got it, we go deeper into that. You know, for example, if someone has a lot of anger at a parent, for example, for whatever reason, you know, we go deeper into that and work on that in a consultation, working around the anger, working through the anger. So a lot of awareness. At absolute minimum, what I can almost guarantee is that people will have a whole new awareness of what's going on and why in their body. And the second step is the healing process, which is a whole other story, surrendering to source, having learned our lessons, our spiritual growth is initiated, and things can happen real fast. Like we said earlier, you know, the cut finger heals without us thinking about it. So when we can imagine what happened if we consciously thought about it. So what I invite people to do is look at the behaviors that have been they've been exhibiting consciously or unconsciously, most likely unconsciously, and then we reverse those consciously I mean, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new level of self-responsibility and awareness that can come out of any session. So what most people get by the end of the session is a smile.
Oh, boy, that's good news, though. You know, sometimes for people that haven't been smiling in a really long time, Dave, to get that smile is beyond anything that you could actually put a value on. We're going to take your calls tonight, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. If you want to connect with Dave, if you want to have a reading with us tonight, just give us a shout. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the five steps to help. What are they? And how does this factor in with healing with Source? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dave Markowitz. We'll be right back.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest here, author and amazing healer, Dave Markowitz, joining me here tonight. We've opened up the phone lines. The question is, are you ready, willing, and able to heal? Dave, take a moment and, you know, let's tell our listeners, those that would like to call in, what they'll be able to experience with you when they do call in.
Sure. If you're dealing with something that, even something that just appears to be really physical, there's probably an emotional underlying current that allowed it to manifest. And my experience says, without knowing what that is and working through that, healing is arduous at best. So I'll be happy to let you know what I hear about that. Sometimes I'll just ask you a question. One thing I do recommend is that you call with an open heart. If you call with your arms crossed over your heart and say, okay, wise guy, what do I have? I'm going to tell you that you have an attitude, okay, because I'm here to help you and not to impress you. So I may ask you more questions, but feel free to call in and, you know, share what you're experiencing. You don't need to say any more than your first name if you don't want to. Confidentiality is certainly appreciated here and honored and respected. But sometimes I'll hear messages that, you know, people have been waiting for decades, and it just comes through at just the right time. I remember working with someone once who, her belly appeared to be very bloated, but it wasn't fat. And the message I got that it was grief, and I asked her about that, and she said that for 40 years she'd been carrying the grief she had felt responsible for her mother's death. it's a lot of responsibility to put on my daughter. And the message I got for her, it came through me so clearly that I said, metaphysically, no one is responsible for the soul of another person. And in that moment, her eyes lit up. She smiled. I saw a light going through the crown chakra into her head, into the heart, and just explode in the heart area. It was the exact message that she'd been waiting 40 years to hear. And it was just amazing the shifts that she was able to make from that one message. So, you know, even if that message sounds trite to someone who's listening and it might be more further down the path, you know, I invite you to open up and see what comes through for you.
I love what you just said. And we actually have some phenomenal listeners. I want to make sure all of you out there have the toll-free number. If you would like to call in and find out what's waiting to be revealed to you, we have a toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's toll-free right here, 888-815-9756. I wanted to ask you about a couple of different things. I mean, there's so much in your book, so, you know, we're going to be able to touch on some of it. But, you know, you talk about the five steps to health. And I think they might be different than a lot of people may think about, but they make so much sense. And I guess I wanted to ask you not only how you developed these, but did these five steps come from your own personal experience and the experience of the people you work with?
Definitely from my own experience and slash what I hear. So because I channel source energy and information, I hear things pretty clearly most of the time. And when something shows up several times in a row, you know, I know there's something there. So when these steps first came to me and I started working with them, it became really clear how powerful each one was in itself. But for some reason, when they were done in that order, in that five-step order, the energy of it was just amplified dramatically. Any one of those steps would seem really logical, and some of those words people have heard before, sure, and that's fine, but I try to go deeper into each one of the concepts, and then when you put it together, like, really beautiful things can happen.
So one of the things that I wanted to just mention, and certainly for those of you that get the book, you'll be able to, you know, take a look for yourself. We hear a lot about gratitude these days, and it's almost like the next buzzword. But there truly is this enormous sense of joy when we step into it. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the relationship between gratitude and forgiveness.
Well, yeah, it does seem like the buzzword of times, but I think any word can actually be called a buzzword.
Yeah, we're really good in this society, aren't we?
We really are. You know,
oh, my God.
Have a lot of left brains that need appeasement. And that's okay. That's what you need. I'm happy to oblige. Gratitude, where I presented it in the book, the way it was presented to me, was not necessarily having gratitude for the illness itself. Because I do hear that from some people. I know someone that said she was so grateful to get breast cancer because of what it did, because it made her change so many things in her life. And, you know, to her credit, to work with myself and a few others, you know, she believes she's totally healed right now. What I shared with her was, don't have gratitude for the illness, because what you have gratitude for tends to expand. So what I say is, have gratitude for the lessons, for the opportunity, all those things that presented themselves with the illness. But don't necessarily say, yay, I have this, or hooray, I have this. You know, besides the fact that people look at you kind of strange, which is probably pretty normal for most of your listeners, it's giving energy to what you don't know need to give energy to.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
And forgiveness. Did you have a question?
No, go ahead. We actually, the phones are now starting to light up.
Okay. All right. Let's go to that, because I'm I'm guessing that one of them are going to need to hear what we were going to go into.
I was thinking the same thing. Let's go to Mary. Mary from Portland is calling in. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to your show. I'm a first-time listener. This is very fascinating. And I did have a question. I have been doing a lot of self-work for quite a few years, but this year seems to be a year where I'm actually understanding things and making some kind of self-progress. But I am suffering from diabetes, and I do firmly believe that I shouldn't have to do that. And I'd like your take on that, Dave.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad you tuned in for the first time. I'm going to, before even going into that, I'm going to share with you, you know, words are very, very powerful. They have a lot of power in many ways. And the concept of the should be versus shouldn't be is the exact opposite of acceptance. We didn't go into detail earlier, but acceptance is the second step to healing. And it's best defined by what it isn't in this case. As soon as you say, I shouldn't be, like you said, you shouldn't have to deal with that. As soon as you say that, you're giving energy to it. So I invite you, firstly, and you're not alone. I don't sound like I'm yelling at you, but a lot of people that come to me, they have been on this path for 20, 30 years. I shouldn't have to deal with X anymore. And I say, well, if you didn't have to, then it wouldn't be here anymore, right? So you do have
right.
to.
Right. Well, perhaps I phrased that wrong because I don't have that attitude at all. You know? What I meant, I didn't mean I shouldn't have to deal with it. I meant that I feel that I've made a certain amount of progress, and I wonder why I'm still playing with it.
Okay. Well, let me see what's coming through here. So give me a second. Okay, so your relationship with food, interesting enough, we began this hour on that. Would you say you enjoy your food?
Yeah, I would say that.
I would say
that that's new, that I've become quite a bit more conscious of whether when I'm having something to eat, I'm actually having an enjoyment or whether I'm unconscious, you know.
Okay, great. So you're being more mindful when you're eating, is that accurate?
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, great. This is one of the most powerful things you can do, and I appreciate you sharing that. Most of us tend to just really chew without even thinking or while we're distracted. What I'm getting to you is the work that you're doing is really, you're really on the right path. And I'm not even getting anything buried. So I think you're really, really on the right path. It's just a matter of patience before the physical catches up with the your awareness. So sometimes the mind-body connection does take a while to manifest. So stay with what you're doing.
Well, I can feel progress toward wellness. I definitely.
Great.
Just feel better, you know. But
great.
I'm not sure. I'm concerned about the diabetes because I don't want to take those medicines. They're very harsh, and I'm really kind of motivated to not continue to have to take those medicines. So I really want to get on top of this and get deep down and resolve it. You know.
Yep, totally. Stay with what you're doing. Give it some time, and. Don't even give energy to medications or even the word diabetes. Don't even say it.
Right.
It's not empowering. In fact, as soon as you say it, you give into collective consciousness understanding of it, which says there's no cure. But I know people personally, and I'm sure many listeners out there, have got rid of the symptoms that are called diabetes in natural ways. So yeah, I think you're right on path. So I would just... are you a teacher?
No, I am not. I work for a medical interpretation company.
Do you see yourself teaching in the future?
Actually, there's a lot of teaching that goes on in my life.
Okay, all right. I'm getting that energy. I just wanted to say thank you for what you're teaching. You're teaching by example of higher vibration living. So there's a powerful energy around you. And yes, you are a teacher, and you have that archetype really strong within you. And I think that's one of the reasons why you'll be okay, because you get to share this experience. And from a Buddhist point of view, when you focus on teaching your successes to others, you actually heal faster.
Mm.
How cool
that
is that?
That is very powerful. That is very powerful. Mary, thank you so much. Hey,
thank you for
calling in, and thank you for listening. I hope you will tune us in again.
Yes, thank you very much. I certainly will.
You bet. Let's go to line three. We have Linda calling in from New Jersey. Linda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and let me introduce you to my guest, Dave Markowitz.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Pat.
Hey. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
Well,
what's
thank
happening?
You for taking the
call. Can we help you?
Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I have a question for you. I heard what you said about putting your hands across your crossing your arms and putting them across your heart. I'm not doing that, so I'm very open to this. I'm a smoker, and I've wanted to quit. I keep saying I'm going to quit, and I don't quit. So I just wondered if there was something that's holding me back from, and I know it's a difficult thing to do, but.
Well, there's a thing right there. Do you believe, if you truly believe it to be difficult, then it's going to be. And I'll give you an example of, I was at a workshop once, and I think about 200 or 300 people there. And the person leading it at the beginning said, how many people here are smokers and would like to not be smokers by the end of this 5 days? And about five people got on the stage, and they said, are you really, truly willing and able to do whatever it takes to not being a smoker? They said, yes. So the first thing they did was they said, we're going to call you a fresh air breather, okay? So the whole concept of smoking is out of the equation. It's not a non-smoker anymore. It's a fresh air breather. And then the leader looked at everyone in the group and they said, every time you see this person, I want you to smile for them and say, hello, fresh air breather. Okay? And every one of them was able to not smoke for the 5 days, not had any cravings. And I did keep in touch with one of them personally. I think a year, maybe two years later, and he said it had been that way ever since. So there's an example of it being a lot easier than people think.
Mm-hmm.
It was a result of having some supportive people around them and a true desire to let it happen. For yourself, what I really wanted to say was drop any thoughts of it being difficult. Because your constitution doesn't like that. You want things to be flow and easy and in line with spirit and with the feminine goddess energy. And that's a beautiful thing. I'm not saying that's bad. But we need mm-hmm. to know where our strengths are and work with them. So you want things easier. And that doesn't mean you haven't had challenges. It doesn't mean you haven't overcome challenges. It just means that you'd like it to be easier than it is. So I want to invite you to open to the possibility of it being easier than you think. Okay? That's the first step. Okay, you with me so far?
Pardon?
You with me so far?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It's easier than I think, and you're right. You're exactly right about me. I like things easy, and I like them to be done quickly.
All right, so knowing that and putting something out in front of you that you label difficult, your chances of success are pretty minimal. So first thing you do, open up the possibility of it being easy. Second thing I'm hearing for you, let me see what's going on here. Okay, this might sound kind of basic, but so be it. That's what I'm hearing is, you know, for a lot of people, socialism is, smoking is part of a social activity, and you kind of hang out with the other smokers. There's a fear in you of not having that social aspect anymore. Like, if I don't smoke, who will I be? How will I tell people I'm not a smoker anymore? What will I do in my cigarette breaks? And as a vegan, I can appreciate being the outcast in any group. Okay. Okay. Those making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the ego is attached to the label of being a smoker. Even if it's quote-unquote bad for you, there is some benefit that you're getting out of it. So the thing we would need to do, and I invite you to do this on your own or with a practitioner that gets those things, is to really begin to acknowledge that it's okay to be different, that it's okay to be yourself, that it's okay to be healthy, that it's okay to be vibrant, it's okay to have shiny teeth and shiny eyes and smooth skin, and it's okay to be your goddess self. It's okay to be great. Because part of you says, if I do all these wonderful things for myself, I will lose the things that I hold dear. And those people aren't going to get me anymore. And that's part of growth. I spoke with Lynn Andrews recently, who's the author of 19 books, the Medicine Woman series, and she said that when she wrote her first book, she said she lost a lot of her friends. They said, who are you? And she said, I have to go with my truth. I'm sorry if you don't like me anymore. So you have to open up to that possibility and be okay with it. Once those two steps happen, I think the rest is going to be pretty easy.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Long answer. Appreciate your patience, but you know, it's a deep issue, and there's a lot of layers. But those are the two.
Did that, Linda, is that going to help you on your way?
Yes, it is going to help me because I've already changed that. That it's difficult, and it can be easy, and it is easy. So I'm going to start with that.
Awesome.
Good job.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Thank you, Linda. Thank you very much. Dave, wow.
She had a confidence in her voice, and she said that, I know it can be easy. I can make this easy. Wow.
Oh, it was like a different person, wasn't it?
Awesome. Yeah, totally.
It was. And, you know, and we're just touching upon just a little bit of the work that you do for me and also what you highlight in the book. I mean, there's so much depth to the book as well that I think, you know, for those of you out there that want to find out more about Dave and want to find out more about the book, go to his website. And it is his name, DaveMarkowitz.com. And you'll be able to check out the book and find out more about it. I wanted to talk a little bit more about one of the things in the book we haven't talked about. But, you know, you actually alluded to it when you were speaking with Linda, and that is the chapter you wrote on the true self. I just wanted to take a moment and ask you the relationship of the true self to healing.
Well, if you think about that, that true self is our spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
That spiritual self, that soul, that higher self, so many names for the same thing, it knows everything already. It's at peace. And the fact that we carry it within us is the ultimate challenge to be able to see it because we're so used to chasing things on the outside. And once we can get in alignment with that true self, all the shifts that we're talking about are so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that external, the egoic layers, the need to be seen, the need to be heard, the need to be told that you look good or that you're smart. And none of those things are bad in and of themselves, but if your identity is wrapped up in any of those things and then you don't get that thing, then you're miserable. But if you can connect with that true self at any time, ideally as much as possible, wow, the things that can happen, the way that you can just flow. I mean, when I was really in the flow of writing the book, it was my true self coming out, my higher self coming out. It was just being channeled through me. It was, you know, and I'm sure yourself and many of your listeners know that there are some activities that you do that you're just not even doing, you're just being.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Radio is that for me. From the minute I got behind a microphone, I felt like a changed person.
There you go. So, and it can be very different for many different people.
Right.
One of the best phrases I ever heard about this was, don't dance, but let yourself be danced.
Mm.
When I first heard that, I wasn't really sure if I got it, but I remember being on a dance floor a couple months ago, and my body was doing things that I'd never done before. I didn't know I had muscles that could do these movements. and I was literally being danced, and when I was able to let go and surrender into that, total bliss. You know, so it happens when I play music sometimes. I used to play in bands. It happens when I do lectures. It happens often on interviews where I'm just at one with that higher self. And, you know, everything is just so much easier. It's just hard to stay there, but not impossible.
Well, I have to tell you, I want to thank you, Dave, so much for, first of all, for, you know, taking your message out there, for really, you know, standing up courageously, really, these days, and sharing with people the true nature of healing and healing with Source. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. I wanted to ask you if you had a personal message for our listeners tonight.
What I'm really feeling a sense of is gratitude.
Mm.
And that's my own personal sense. And I guess my message also is thank you to everyone listening, whether it's live or, you know, years from now, down the road, whatever it is. Thank you for taking the time to be different. And thank you for honoring yourself and taking steps. It's really easy to not take steps. It's really easy to not go to yoga. It's really easy to not turn on the radio. But you took those steps. You made it happen. You tuned in. And I really want to thank you for that and invite you to stay in that space of always, always looking to see the next best version of yourself. Keep it in mind. Keep it in heart. Invite other people to see it and then see that in other people.
Wow. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. Everybody out there, Dave Markowitz, go to the website, davemarkowitz.com. More importantly, the book is Healing with Source, a spiritual guide to mind-body medicine. And I hope you will come back, Dave. I would love to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. I'm sure, as I have, you've heard something tonight that is helping you on your journey, helping you create a change. And I love the people that called in, both Mary and Linda. And I loved the idea that Linda so brilliantly embraced easy. Wow. We could all use a dose of that for sure. Until next time, I hope all of you step out into the world and know that you can be in the flow, in the slide and glide of life. And let's all say yes to that together. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapbox. Too high overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow. And maybe we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath. Throw in your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow. That's all.